Officials here say U.S. and Iranian experts will convene in Baghdad December 18th for a meeting aimed at laying groundwork for a fourth ambassadorial-level session in a U.S.-Iranian dialogue on Iraq that began last May. The discussions in Baghdad, which are limited to Iraqi security issues, are the first regular talks between the two governments since diplomatic ties were broken after Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Crocker and his Iranian counterpart Hassan Kazemi Kumi agreed last July to set up a committee to advance the security dialogue, and the meeting next week at the expert level will be under that format. Senior diplomat Marcy Rees will be the U.S. representative. There was no immediate word on the Iranian delegation. Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari, who announced the committee meeting in Baghdad, said he was confident of another ambassadorial meeting soon, saying there are positive signals on that from both Washington and Tehran. Previous sessions have been inconclusive, with Iran rejecting U.S. charges that it has supported Iraqi insurgent groups and provided them with armor-piercing weapons used in lethal attacks on American troops. U.S. officials say attacks involving the advanced explosives have declined of late amid a general drop-off in insurgent activity. In a talk with reporters, acting State Department spokesman Gonzalo Gallegos said U.S. officials hope Iran is prepared to contribute to lasting stability in Iraq.
Well, we've seen a reduction over the short term. I think what we're looking for is a reduction over the long term and a more cooperative stance overall towards what's happening in Iraq. And obviously, this is why we're open to this kind of discussion. We're hoping to see more traction as these discussions take place. And we will continue as long as we see productive movement.
Though the Baghdad channel is limited to Iraq issues, the Bush administration has said it is ready for an open-ended political dialogue with Iran, provided it halts uranium enrichment and returns to negotiations over its nuclear program. That policy remains in place despite the report by U.S. intelligence services concluding that Iran stopped work on a secret nuclear weapons program 4 years ago. President Bush said last week Iran has a strategic choice to make to fully disclose its nuclear activities and accept the offer of dialogue or continue on a path of isolation. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.